Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, before we get into the politics of the day, let's remind folks that there's less than 2 weeks, in fact, until October 16th at midnight, to put some money into the lockbox before our on-air fund drive begins. We're racing toward the goal of $400,000. Right now, Alan, $248,781.
Well, that doesn't give us a lot of time. Frankly, it would be great if we could just end the whole thing and get right to the politics at the moment. You know, we have seen how important this election is. It may be the most crucial election in the history of this country. I mean that in terms of the visions of the presidential candidates and where they want to take us and where they don't want to take us. Anyway, I beg everybody to understand we can't have the station without the money. There will always be the complainers who say, we don't have to do it. And then when you say to them, did you put anything in? And inevitably they have not. And that is what this is all about. As Mario Cuomo said, any jackass can kick down a barn. But to build a barn, that's something that the WAMC crowd has done year after year after year. People tell me, David, they say, are you nervous? I'm always nervous. And I'm nervous now. We've got to get there. Jane Kane will give us an additional $10,000 if we can do this. She's wonderful. You have to know her to understand how great she is and that this is a tremendous sacrifice on her part, but she's doing it. She asked me not to use her name. I said, please, because I think people need to know who's there. And she said, okay. And I think that's really great. Look, everybody, just go to WAMC.org and make your contribution, WAMC.org, or get on the phone after 9 o'clock and dial 1-800-323-9262. Hit zero. Somebody will take care of you.
Now, Alan, to the vice presidential debate last night with Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat, and Governor Mike Pence, the Republican, clashing over the merits of their running mates, with both men, as the Times puts it, scrambling to defend the policies of the two presidential candidates.
Well, you saw it. The traditional role of a vice president in these elections is to be the attack person. Up to now, that really hasn't happened. The principals have handled that for themselves. However, in this one, Kaine really brought it to Pence, and he was really tough. Now, there will be people who think he interrupted too much, but he clearly was not going to allow him to get away with a thing in defense of Trump. For Pence's part, I had the feeling of a guy who was sort of getting ready to run for president himself now that he's had this lucky break. And he wasn't going to screw it up by overly defending Trump. He did. He did his best. But it didn't sound to me like the passion that was needed. It was very calm. And some people will give him points for that. It was a much closer debate than Hillary's debate with Trump. But on the other hand, I don't think that many people were watching it. And I don't think it was that important in terms of the results. The next big one, of course, is going to be Hillary Trump redo.
Let's visit New Jersey and the Bridgegate scandal. The ex-ally of Governor Chris Christie, David Wildstein, who admitted orchestrating the mysterious lane closings at the George Washington Bridge in 2013, Allen testified yesterday that he was told that Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey and Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York had agreed to falsely explain the closings as part of a traffic study to try to put an end to a growing scandal surrounding them.
Well, unfortunately for him and for the prosecutors in this case, it was hearsay-ish. In other words, Cuomo didn't say anything to him. He heard about it. Well, that's tough. He was attacked by the lawyers who were defending and for exactly that. Look, Cuomo is not a stupid man. He's strategic. He thinks about what he's doing. In the end, this doesn't help Cuomo because it smears him one more time. And yet, I don't think this is by any means a knockout punch for Cuomo. It just adds to all of the things that he's got to worry about these days. Running for a third term is not going to be easy for him. The Republicans are out with a running commentary on Cuomo's troubles. They did it again today, and it's savage. They know there's an election coming up, and I think that they're doing what they can to loosen it all up.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Come on, get to that lockbox, Alan. Of course, if everyone was listening right now, went to WAMC.org, this challenge would be over.
It's not only the challenge that would be over, David. The fund drive would be over. If every single person is listening right now, say, well, you know, let somebody else do it, or because all of those wonderful people who have done it already, we have nothing but love for it. And hopefully everybody will just get it. This is their station. We've all made it together. We can't do it without you. It's that simple.
WAMC.org.